Arch Cop Radio.
Hi, my name's Bart. Welcome to Bart Cop Radio. This is show 24, and I'm in a good mood because my equipment works. I can't stand it. I got three working studios. Count them. One, two, three. Uno, dos, tres. I got three working studios. Just try and keep us off the air. We're going to drown you people in Bart Cop Radio. You're going to say, Bart, please, too much. I don't have time to listen to it all. Please, not so much. Trust me, I'm shipping a big, giant package to Tommy Mac. It's probably too much for one show, but he's going to pick out what works, put it together in a nice little package, add some sound effects to it, make it all work good. So let's get going. Start off with a shot of Chinaco, celebratory shot, because my equipment works.
Oh, so good.
Not only that, we're going to Vegas. Can't hardly get in a better mood than your equipment works, and you're going to Vegas, too. Holy Jesus. We're going to Vegas. Okay, let's go.
This is www.bartcop.com.
Okay, going to do a little helter-skelter, hit-and-miss potpourri hotscotch around the newspaper. You know, one thing, I've been doing the old bartcop.com almost 8 years. Well, that's a lie, you know what I mean. And in that time, I've trained myself to use the fewest possible words to say what I mean. And that's the opposite of radio. In radio, you're supposed to blather on like an idiot for hours and hours and hours on the same topic, repeating yourself again and again constantly. I guess for the people who weren't in their car for the last 2 hours. So, I find myself finding all these little tiny 30 or 60 or 90 second kind of topics that don't bode well for radio, but what the hell, I'll make them bode. Looking in today's USA Today, today is Tuesday. On the bottom of the entertainment section, the TV section, the Fox Whore News has taken out an ad that says, "The undisputed king of cable news, O'Reilly." Well, Mr. O'Reilly doesn't have a news show. He has a Screw the Liberals show. That's all he does. He doesn't give you any news on his show. He just screams insults at the innocent, the poor, the black, the gay, and the left. That's not a news show. It might qualify for a news show on a whore network, but it's not news. O'Reilly is just a pig and a bully and a slut and a whore who gets paid to scream at liberals. That's all he does. He doesn't have an idea. He won't debate. He's a bully and a blowhard. But he's not a news person. We don't like Bill O'Reilly. I've gotten an occasional kudo. Does kudo come in ones? Of my O'Reilly beatdown. And the reason that was so successful, I think, is because Jay Leno forced O'Reilly to hit about 10 topics in 8 minutes, and it allowed him to show what a disgusting pig he is on about 10 subjects, bam, 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 rat-a-tat-tat, one after another, and that allowed me to bitch-slap him on a variety of topics in a very short period of time. I like that. I can't spend 4 hours on a beatdown. I need to do 15-minute beatdowns. But O'Reilly, thy name is pig, thy name is whore. The new Survivor is coming up, the All-Star Survivor. It's back to the beach for Survivor All-Stars, it says in the USA Today, greatest newspaper in the world. The people who are going to be on, this is a pretty good lineup. I don't know if you've watched Survivor, but Mrs. Bart lives by Survivor, and therefore, I am exposed to it. But the people on this year's Survivor, hold on. Son of a bitch. We got the king of all survivors, Richard Hatch, the first guy, the gay fella, who I always liked. I didn't so much like the nudity. Can you believe in the first Survivor? He just took his clothes off. He just stood there with it hanging out saying, "Hey, I'm Richard, I'm gay. Blow me." So here's CBS, got the star of their biggest hit of that year, and they had to run the little squares over his crotch. Anyway, so Richard, the million-dollar winner of the first big one, he's going to be there. Susan Hawk, remember her, she's the, how would we describe, she's a truck driver, Yeah, and she uses truck driver language, which can be very frank. She's the one that said, if you were burning, I wouldn't urinate on you, something like that. Becoming one of the queen bitches of all television history. She probably still holds the title queen bitch of reality TV. Rudy, who everybody likes, even though he's a Republican, he's going to be on there. And Jenna Lewis. Don't remember Jenna Lewis. They're also going to have Tina, who won one of them. And Colby, he's a Texas boy. That guy. When you go on Survivor, they tell you you can take one. They tell you you can take one thing with you. And sometimes, you know, they take a Bible, or they take a whatever. He took a Texas flag. God, you know, I'm all for state pride, but if your most prized possession is your state flag, you need to be on somebody's couch. Who else? Amber Berkich, who I've seen naked. I guess you have too. Jerry Manthi, who I've seen naked. Alicia Calloway from the Australian Outback, winner Ethan Zahn with Lex van der Berg, I don't know them, Tom Buchanan from Africa, Kathy Vervick O'Brien, Rob Mariano from Marquesas, who remembers She Ann Huang from Thailand, winner Jenna Maresca, oh, I've seen her naked, with Rob Castagnino. Was he the guy with the beard? He might have been. And then everybody's favorite from the last one, Rupert Boneham from Pearl Island. So it's going to be on right after the Super Bowl, so the whole world's going to see it. I hope they make a lot of money because Mrs. Bart loves her Survivor. And if they don't do Survivors, that means she's in a bad mood, and that means I'm in trouble. Also, this is hardly worth a mention, but they're doing a play on this Andrew Cunanan. Remember the gay guy who went nuts and started killing people? They say he was a... the guy who killed Gianni Versace. Well, he killed about 10 people or 7 or 8 people. He didn't just kill Versace, but, and we're all sad about that, but why the hell are they doing a play about this guy? This guy didn't, he doesn't get a play. If you go shoot somebody, you shoot a handful of people and then you shoot yourself, and they do a play about you? That doesn't make any sense. This inspires other psychos to shoot people, so maybe they'll do a play about them. That's no good. We don't like it. We don't like it. All right, now we're getting to the meat. This is why people turn into BartCop.com and subscribe to BartCop Radio. Let's talk about Howard Dean. Quote, I stood up when John Edwards and John Kerry and Dick Ephardt wouldn't stand up, Dean said at a rally in Pella, Iowa, criticizing the others for voting to authorize the war with Iraq. They want to say they're all against the establishment. They are the establishment. So I want to say something good about my good friend Howard Dean, who has posed next to a person with a Bart Cup sticker, but he did not pose with Bart Cup sticker. He's right. And it makes me wonder if he reads BartCup.com, because, you know, one of the, well, we won't call it the most famous pitcher, because I have no fame. We'll call it the the most overused graphic on BartCup.com is the four senators who are standing there. Well, I'm sorry, three senators and Gephardt. We're standing there dancing in front of the White House talking about how much they love Bush. Well, see, that's true. Dean became the front runner because I'm always saying, when the hell is somebody going to stand up and say enough of this bullshit? Well, Dean's done that. Dean's done what I asked him to do. Not that he did it for me. But I'm always wanting someone to stand up and say, screw this horse shit. It stops right now. And Dean has gotten to be the front runner by saying that. Kucinich and Clark and Sharpton and the others, well, everybody who's not in a position to vote, damn, I hate radio because you never know where you're going. Every senator in the Senate has a right to filibuster. They can stand there and say, nothing's getting done until I'm made happy, and that starts right now, but none of the senators will do that. They don't care. A representative doesn't have that kind of power, but a senator does, and that's why people like Kerry and Edwards and the others, their refusal to use that power to stop Bush is what pisses me off. Now, Howard Dean and Clark and Kucinich and Sharpton and the others, they don't have that power. But Dean has shown that you can grab attention by saying, stop all this bullshit. He personally can't stop Bush until Election Day, but I enjoy that he has stood up. Possible sidebar to that is, does he come off as presidential when he's seen as the angry, stop that goddammit candidate. It's for that reason that I think Clark is more presidential than Dean, and I think Dean would be a better vice president, because the vice presidential candidate's traditional role is to attack. He is a better attacker than Clark. I think Clark is more presidential. I think Dean is a better attacker. Therefore, I think a Clark-Dean ticket is the ideal ticket. I hope you do, too. All right, what else? Former New Hampshire Governor Jeanne Shaheen, the national chairwoman of Kerry's campaign, played a video of reporters that showed Clark praising Bush and Cheney at a Republican fundraiser in May 2001. The issue here is this candidate is not a Democrat, Shaheen said. Clark replied, when you're attacked like this, it's the sincerest form of flattery in politics. Everybody, it's just Democratic tradition, whoever gets ahead, they're going to beat up, because they love Bush. I just hate that. I just wish everybody would calm down, stop helping Bush. Another thing, a little sidebar here. A few days ago, I mentioned on the page, I used the term the pitiful seven to describe the non-Dean, non-Clark candidates, and that was not right. Perhaps the diminutive seven or the lesser seven would have been better. I don't have the luxury of time. You know, if I wrote something on Monday and I looked at it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I might think about it different on Friday. But generally, I write something on Monday and it goes up Tuesday, and I don't even get to read it again because there's so much to do and so much to catch up with. But yes, in retro, I should not have used the pitiful seven, because that's not real cool. Don't know where this is, if this is in print or in a radio rant, but I mentioned that, you know, they're attacking Dean now for not having a bunch of blacks and Hispanics in his cabinet when he was governor. And I wondered, are there any blacks and Hispanics in Vermont? Well, turns out there's very, very few. I was right, and I didn't even know it. They're attacking Dean. Also, apparently the black and Latino prospects in Vermont are few. This one fellow, Vaughn Carney, an African-American corporate attorney who turned down Dean for a government job, said, hey, I'm angered by the attacks on Dean. He was very proactive. It's not his fault that Vermont is one of the whitest states in America. It's fun to take a guess and be right. You know, Christ, if you're going to be a Democrat, inclusion of minorities is pretty much number one. Civil rights has always been the Democrats, since I've been in politics, civil rights has always been the Democrats' strong suit, because Republicans just don't give a damn. Headline, three Dem contenders snub groups' queries. Isn't that a shitty headline? What's wrong with people? They can't write. Six of the nine major Democratic presidential candidates will give their views on abortion, free trade, marijuana, and other issues, but three won't. John Kerry, Howard Dean, and Gephardt, along with the unelected moron, have refused to answer the questionnaire. Now, in some ways I understand that, because if you say, let's use our heads regarding marijuana, they're going to call you a druggie, and the Bush family whores are going to pull out $100 million out of their account and put up Dean the druggie, Dean the druggie, Dean the druggie, and they're going to give it to you so many hundreds of times like Willie Horton, that pretty soon the people not paying attention are going to say Dean the druggie. But it's just too bad that we have to live under stupid, archaic, invisible cloud being laws, because nobody has the courage to take a stand. By God, by Koresh, if I was running, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of ink. Which brings me to my next subject. A pillar, a senior pillar, called me last night and said, Bart, I just heard your radio show, and you have to be very, very careful when you use the Republican synonyms for African-American and Mexican-American and gay Americans. Someone can take your words from your mouth, out of context, and play them in a forum and make you appear to be a racist and a bigot and a homophobe and whatever. And I thought, let them try. That would be so cool. You know how cool it would be if somebody like Hannity or the Vulgar Pig Boy, or, you know, whoever, Fox News, if they got a piece of Bart Cop Radio and put it on the air and they heard me use the word nigger or faggot, Do you know how big that would be? Do you know how cool that would be? I would be all over Larry King. I would be all, I'd be the cover of Time and Newsweek. I would just make it so big because I would make them eat it. I would make them eat it big time because when you play, they can take anything they want out of context. Fuck them. But when you put it in context, they'll understand that I was quoting the Republicans, and I pity the fool who wants to say that I misrepresented the Republicans' position on blacks and gays. I pity the fool. I would bitch slap the fool to the end of time. Whoever attacks me is going to get hurt because I have a very small hammer, but I do have a hammer. You know, if you attack, right now they're attacking O'Neill. How's O'Neill going to fight back? Yes, he was on 60 Minutes, but they're not going to let him on every week. I don't know. My hammer's not bigger than O'Neill's, but all I'm trying to say is if I'm attacked, I can fight back. Only the people that read the page or hear the radio will hear the rebuttal, but by God, it's there. And if I'm attacked unfairly by the big boys, they better watch out. Anyone who attacks me is going to get boomeranged into hell. They're not going to like it. I will hurt them. I will hurt them badly. Please, somebody attack me. I would so much enjoy being attacked. Jeez, have I not tried to be attacked? Which brings me to another thing. There are dozens of readers who read BarkUp.com. There are dozens. And every person that reads BarkUp.com knows a Republican bully, know-it-all piece of crap who claims he's got all the answers. Well, would you please have your Republican blowhard, know-it-all friend contact me so we can do a live debate? You know how long I've been whining? I want to debate somebody. Nobody will take the bait. They're afraid. They can't debate because they know they're going to effing lose. There's nobody, and it's not that I'm the big debater. There's nobody can stand up to the facts. The facts are on our side. The Democrats should never lose any election. If they lose an election, it's because they tried to lose an election. But when the facts are on your side, it's so easy to win a debate. If someone tells you there's more people in Ireland than there are in the United States, well, you can hammer them to death with that because Ireland has, I don't know, 10 million people. America has almost 300 million. 300 is bigger than 10. You can't lose that debate. The Republicans are winning elections on false facts. And it's so easy to disprove a false fact. That's why I want someone to debate me. I want someone to smack me around it. Please, somebody beat me up in a debate in a live chat room on the internet. That would be just so entertaining. And I've said this before, but even the people who enjoy my occasional rants, deep down, you'd like to see me get beat up in a debate, wouldn't you? Boy, I sure would. Oh, please, God, not someone beat me up in a debate room. I just think that would be the most fun. I just really do. Well, tell you what, this rant turned into 18 minutes. It'd probably take up a whole disc. I mean, a whole segment. So let me close this one out, and we'll do another one.
Bart Cop. He's better than a sharp stick in the ear. Oh,